Now, another heart-rendering chapter in our lovable story of life in lovable occupied Japan. Papa Yong's Family.
Papa Yong's family is saddened these days 'cause Papa Yong is spending more and more time away from home tending his sake shop. Since giving the sack to the sickly Sicilian sake salesman, Papa is going wacky over sake, serving the sake shop himself. Now, at closing time, Peppy Yong, Papa Yong's young son, and Pippi, Peppy's puppy, stop to get some sake for Jackie. Papa, pappy of Peppy, owner of Pippi, speaks.
Kore bawa, te wake sake kawa bawa.
Papa kawa bawa bawa.
Bawa, bawa!
Ah, bawa sake chili wo. Food?
Food?
Jackie wacky sake. Foodie wacky sake.
Foodie wacky sake.
Kooli booli, moke boke.
Boke booli.
Mok ool.
Mok ool?
Mok ool. Mok ool. Mok ool.
Of course, you and I know it's not like Papa Yong to make a statement like that unless he means it. Meanwhile, Mama has gone to Yokohama to visit the Lama. What did the Yokohama Lama tell Mama? We know Baha'i Lama is a farmer posing as a Lama. Will the Yokohama farmer Lama a Lama or harm her?
Mama Yong, fu diraki saki,
says the Yokohama Lama to Mama in the Lamasere.
Fu diraki saki fui.
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 Fui wenta tui.
Tui.
Tui. Fui.
Fui indeed. There, until next time, we leave Papa Yong's family. Was the Yokohama Lama kidding Mama? Or did Fui went to Tui? And what of Jackie's sake? Is the sickly Sicilian sake salesman really the Yokohama farmer fooling Mama as a llama? Your guess is as good as ours. We can't understand a word of Papa Yong's family.
This is a Dizzy Lou production, produced in occupied Manchuria, West Virginia.